Adam Pengelly from the Sydney Morning Herald now joins us. Morning, mate.
Morning, DS. Morning, Stewie.
Now, I saw yesterday, what's happening with Fake Love and Boom Nova ahead of the Magic Millions? Have we got some dramas?
Yeah, a little bit of drama, Dave. Racing Queensland Racing Stewards announced yesterday there needs to be some further vet checks on a couple of those runners. So Fake Love's obviously entered for the two-year-old race. Kira Mara and David Hughes hasn't raced for 4 or 5 weeks, and she's drawn one of those outside gates, and I think she's going to be one of the horses going to be part of that early speed battle. So she needs a further vet check as it comes close to the race time. And obviously Boom Nova for Chris Munts in the three-year-old race, the Guineas. He needs a further vet check as well. I think he was one of the emergency. He was third emergency, but he's had a couple of scratchings already. I think he's up to first emergency. So he's on the brink of getting a run. But stewards are keeping their cards very close to their chest, not sort of saying exactly what the issues are with either of those horses, just saying that they need to have further inspection closer to race day. So I'll wait for some more news on that. I suppose, put it this way, it's better than last year, Dave, with the Farnham situation, as I mentioned earlier in the week. News didn't filter through about that, I don't think, till Friday night. And then there was all the drama on race morning. The horse was second favourite for a $2 million race, and he'd already undergone a couple of vet checks before people knew on Friday night. So at least they're being a bit more transparent this time, and hopefully we can get a decent result in the next day or two.
Now, Coolmore purchased again?
Did a muck around, Stewie. How about the money going around at the sales up there? $1.8 million yesterday for a Kingman colt out of Florentina. So Tom Magnier and Coolmore into the fray again there yesterday. A huge result for Sedgen Hostud and John Camilleri from Fairway Thoroughbreds. Obviously, the sale up there has been going great guns. I've been watching it bits and pieces here and there. But I tell you what, I just didn't think it would be as strong as what it is, to be honest. But $1.8 million was the sales topper there yesterday, and a big day for Sedgen. I sold a couple of other nice yearlings for $900,000, one to get off, and a nice filly out of a loping, and another colt for $800,000 as well. So that star will rumble on as we get closer to race day, and just goes to show the resilience, I suppose, of the racing industry. So for the breeding industry, still be so strong at this time of year, given what's happened in the last 12 months.
Yeah, they've got plenty of cash, and they're throwing it around. Mate, I saw yesterday the races at Bunbury. What happened with Brad Rewilla? Because he had a bad fall.
Yeah, he did have a bad fall, Dave. He's a punctured lung and broken collarbone has been the wash up out of that. So it's a pretty couple of really serious injuries for Brad. He's just one of these jockeys, isn't he? He just keeps getting, every time he gets a bit of momentum going, has a really serious injury. I remember probably 18 months ago now, he had that horrible fall at Cranbourne, going back a while now. He had neck and back injuries, and he was probably lucky to return to the saddle, and he sort of tried to restart his career in the last few months over there in Western Australia, and he rode the winner of the Winterbottom in Elite Street a few months ago. He'd only been back in the state for about a week or two, and everyone thought, okay, away he goes again. He's going to be back in Perth and really kick some goals, but unfortunately his fall is going to, I suppose, bring him back a peg or two and going to be a nice slow recovery for him. So we wish Brad all the best. That punctured lung and broken collarbone, I imagine, be out of the saddle for a little while yet.
Yeah, look, we wish him all the best. Now, Johnny Get Angry is ruled out of the Autumn Carnival, which is not a good thing.
Yeah, one of the stories of the Spring Carnival, Stu, if not the story of the Spring Carnival, was Dennis Pagan, the former AFL coach, when his first Group 1 in the Victoria Derby. But unfortunately, we're not going to see him in the Autumn. He's been back in work, I think Dennis said, for about 5 or 6 weeks now. And just after a gallop earlier this week, put up a little bit scratchy. So Dennis is not taking any risks. In his own words, he says, this horse owes me absolutely nothing. We'll put him back in the paddock, give him some spelling. He's fully qualified for all the cups, I suppose, later this year now as well. So he's got that option to take his time, try and get him ready if he wants to go down that path for a Caulfield Cup and a Melbourne Cup. But we won't be seeing him throughout the Autumn Carnival. It's a bit of a shame. I would have loved to have seen him come up to Sydney for the Australian Derby at Randwick, but unfortunately it won't be.
Mate, I don't know if you've heard what we've been talking about, but have we gone too soft, Adam? Are we getting just too much to the PC side of things when it comes to our sport, and especially the cricket team?
I'm a bit on the fence, to be honest, Dave. I've been listening to you guys chat about it this morning. The answer's probably part of cricket. It's always going to be there, isn't it? I just don't want to get... I suppose if it gets too personal sometimes, probably crosses a little bit of a line. The stump marks that Stewie was saying earlier this morning of really just magnified everything, haven't they? Because you can just hear basically every word. So, listen, fairness is going to be part of cricket. That's fine.
Fairness is going to be part of sport, mate.
Of course. It's going to be part of any sport. As long as it doesn't get too personal, in my opinion. I think Tim Payne probably crossed a slight line there the other day, in my opinion. And Steve Smith, I know there's been a lot of hullabaloo about that. He wasn't trying to cheat, but maybe it's next time. Just don't do it. Just don't mark Guardian shadow back, but just don't stuff up the pitch. That's fine. But he definitely wasn't trying to cheat. So, listen, it's going to be fascinating to watch starting tomorrow to see what sort of the on-field interaction is going to be between two teams, because basically they're both on notice really now, aren't they? They know that every word that they say is going to be picked up by the stump mics, going to be forensically analysed by fans, by journalists, by commentators. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Appreciate you coming on, mate. We'll talk tomorrow, and look forward to a bit of a tip as well.
Yeah, I might try and find a tip for you for Cowra as well.
Oh, I love it.
For the cup. So,
love it.
Mate, do some form tonight.
Dave's got a few tips. Don't worry about Cowra.
Well, are you doing the show on Monday, aren't you, Dave?
Yeah, no, I'm back here. I've got to get back here. I've got a driver.
Oh, no, James Harden, Ben Simmons style, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, I've got a driver.
No worries. Mate, we'll all have a laugh at Ben Simmons. Now, look what the plot thickens, eh?
Well, you can't be leaving before the end of the race.
No.
Are you in one of those big hire cars, those black ones where you sit in the back?
I've got someone driving my car.
Right.
Back.
Right.
I'm looking forward to it. You know what? I've had a little 5-day spell. Just a little. Just feeling refreshed. I've actually got a tip here. The services club, Rob's just texted in and said, get involved with the mixed grill. Best in Australia. Can you agree with that, Adam?
Yeah. Bowling club's usually a local haunt as well that people get back to in Cowra. So I'm just afraid for your co-host on Monday because they're carrying the show on Monday.
Who is the co-host?
It's Berkey. That'd be great. He'll just talk about himself. It'd be fantastic,
mate, Berkey. I'll just talk about his portfolio and his trust fund and all that other crap he talks about.
100%. I'll just get him talking about, you know.
Yeah. Remember that back playing the All Blacks there and you just see about,
100%. 100%. I'll try to breathe him in. We won't light a match in here. We'll go up. Thank you very much, Adam.
Have a good day, boys.